What a beautiful morning this is, beloved. Thank you for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful Friday morning. My, how quickly the week has gotten away from us. This morning, we are going to be in Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. And we have a new saving word. God's saving word for us now is joy. All right. Now, today's reading begins with the preaching of John the Baptist, often described as the forerunner to Jesus. The opening verse sounds as if it could have been a news headline, inviting us to learn more about the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And so, let's begin. Mark chapter 1, verse 1. This is the good news about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It began as the prophet Isaiah had written. God said, I will send my messenger ahead of you to open the way for you. Someone who is shouting in the desert, get the road ready for the Lord. Make a straight path for him to travel. So John appeared in the desert, baptizing and preaching. Turn away from your sins and be baptized, he told the people, and God will forgive you your sins. Many people from the province of Judea and the city of Jerusalem went out to hear John. They confessed their sins, and he baptized them in the Jordan River. John wore clothes made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. He announced to the people, "The man who will come after me is much greater than I am. I am not good enough to even bend down and untie his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." And today's key verse is Mark 1, chapter 1, verse 1. This is the good news about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You know, we look at, oh, here's somebody who's out here and causing such a ruckus, and what was John the Baptist's message? And it was a simple message. Turn away from your sins and be baptized, and God will forgive you your sins. It just was as simple as that. And yet so many people were impacted by what John had to say. You know, the message of salvation has always been simple. God has not made it difficult for human beings to find a way to them. Actually, he made the way for us to find him through his Son, Jesus Christ. But the message is simple. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Let us pray. Lord God, as John the Baptist prepared the way for the coming of Jesus with his message of baptism and repentance, empower me with your Holy Spirit to be a messenger of your good news of forgiveness and salvation through your Son Jesus. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, our week together has come to an end. Join me, of course, in church Sunday, either in person in the chapel or by Zoom or on Facebook. And then again, we'll be back here Monday morning sharing God's Word together. And we'll start Monday morning with Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 20, where Jesus is baptized by John. God bless you. It's been a wonderful week. I hope you've enjoyed God's blessings throughout this week. And just know that there are many, many more blessings to come. God bless you.